Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Not sure if Mike's going to join us. He still may be on assignment. We'll have to check with him later. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question, and because Russell just loves those miscellaneous trivia questions, we're going to do that, because we're going to be talking sports all show long. So I figured for trivia, we'll just have some fun with some regular trivia. Couple of things that I have here. First of all, the A's. I think it's the death nail finally hit, didn't it?
Today is the final game, or tomorrow is the final game in Oakland for professional sports. Tomorrow is the final game in Oakland for professional athletics.
Yeah, can you imagine they lose the Warriors, they lose the Raiders, and now the Warriors just moved across the bay, but still
it's just a trip to think that there will be no sport team in Oakland, California after tomorrow. Yeah.
Now, interesting though, for those who don't know around the bay, or excuse me, around the country, Oakland is really only, 12 miles away?
Yeah, but it's like another country when you really consider the culture. And you know the fan base and all that stuff. On the one hand, I got to be really honest with you. I'm not that sad that the A's are gone, because I never forgave them for 1989. Not only did I not forgive them for 1989, I don't forgive them for 1988 and 1990.
Yeah, it was tough for us Bay Area fans who were big Giants fans for 89, because they got swept by the A's. But I don't know, that's kind of they call it the Bay Bridge Series, or the Bay Series. 88 was tough because of Kirk Gibson and the Dodgers.
It is Court's bat. I will go to my grave. Swear.
Wait, hold on. Before you go to your grave, we're going to cut to a break. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. He did not die yet. Go ahead. He didn't go to his grave.
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I'm not. I don't believe in too many conspiracy theories in my lifetime. However, I'm absolutely dead sure that Kirk Gibson used a cork bat to hit that home run off of Eckersley. I just absolutely do.
You know, it's funny. I haven't thought about it too much, but now that I think about that swing off of one foot, one arm, yeah,
kind of falling away. It was a desperate like grab at. Have you ever seen anyone else hit a home run like that?
No, actually, you're right. That is the only time. I mean, even Bucky Dent hitting one in 1975. You know, that was a normal swing.
The really interesting part. Is that the bat was immediately taken off the field, and no one has ever seen that bat ever since.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I could think that they would take the bat away just because it's like, oh, this is a famous bat, put it in the Hall of Fame, but
it just disappeared. I will go to Kirk Gibson's hospital when he's ready to die. And I will hound him. I will just sit there by his bedside and say, come on, was that bat corked? Was that bat corked? Was that bat corked? Come on.
Is it possible that maybe someone gave him a cork bat and he didn't know it?
That's like the Houston stuff. That's like saying, you know, the people didn't know Houston was cheating to win a World Series.
I don't believe that at all. The big cork bat issue I remember was Sammy Sosa. But that wasn't just one swing. That was like
and throughout. They caught him red-handed.
they actually did
catch him red-handed. Whereas with the A's, there was just so much celebration that you know. Kirk Gibson thing, there was just so much celebration that you couldn't tell. But I just the A's. What the A's should have done is they should have beaten the Dodgers, beaten Cincinnati, and lost to the Giants, and I wouldn't hate them so much.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's I remember hearing, I think Dave Stewart told us that the 1990 team, maybe it was him or maybe someone else was saying that the strangest thing was that their 1990 team was probably their best team.
It was. And there's no way they should have lost to Cincinnati.
Four straight.
Yeah. That was one of the biggest disappointments that I've ever seen sports wise when thinking that a team would go and just dominate another team and get swept. By a team that clearly was inferior. I mean, you look at that Cincinnati team, and what are the big names that were on it? really, I mean, a Goofy Boy was the only real, you know, Mark Sabo, Chris Sabo was about the only really big name from the entire team.
Wait a minute. Sabo. What was his first name?
Chris Sabo.
Yeah. And was Eric Davis on the team at the time?
You know, I don't remember.
He's like a house on fire.
I blanked out that entire team because I was so angry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but here we are. The league let the A's absolutely poison the water. They let the ownership just absolutely, you know, put together an embarrassment of a team that just, it wasn't a professional team in the last few years. They're spending, Shohei Ohtani personally earns more than the entire A's ball team.
Yeah.
His contract.
The A's have never, I mean, even since Charlie Finley, after they won 3 World Series in a row and he started dicing up the team, they never spent money.
No. And you know that, and it's not that you have to spend money to be successful because, you know, a team like Baltimore, you know, is certainly run on the cheap. But they found a way to be successful. But the problem with the A's was they would generate good players and then immediately ditch them. You know, toss them away. And it's a weird thing. So I have a lot of friends in Sacramento. And so they are excited about the idea of the A's coming there. And they're even excited about the concept that maybe they could put together a good enough package. Plus, the Vegas thing is so mercurial right now. Who knows when a ballpark's going to be built in Las Vegas, or if a ballpark is going to be built.
Yeah, they're not going to use, what is it, Allegiant Stadium? They're not going to use the one for
no,
the A's.
No, they're going to tear, they've torn down the Tropicana. And they're going to supposedly build a ballpark site there. But now there's a lot of talk about, you know, people saying, well, they don't want another ballpark that close to the Strip. You know, because I already have the Raiders stadium. And all that. Yeah.
And so now Sacramento, though, remind me what's going on specifically there.
It's in the minor league stadium that was for the River Cats.
Okay, but how are they going to deal in the summer when it gets really hot?
Night games on it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look, they play games in Sun Devil Stadium, right? You know. There are probably going to be times where they do have to play in the daytime. But, you know, if you play in Sacramento in a day game during, you know, April, May, and June.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine then.
Yeah, it's not going to be a problem. So they probably, like, front load a lot of their day games for the early part of the summer. And then, you know, do night games.
Which is actually kind of good for the fan base because most people go to work.
Yes.
So they'll want to go to the game afterward.
Yeah. But it's a difficult spot that my friends are in because on the one hand, I mean, none of them are A's fans. So on the one hand, you know, they want to show the world that Sacramento could support a major league ballpark. They've always wanted this, you know, a major league baseball team. But on the other hand, supporting A's ownership is like, you know, giving money to Vladimir Putin. It's really like, you know, as far as sports goes, I mean, those guys, the ownership group of the A's is one of the most evil and heartless and undeserving of success than I think any, not since Snyder left town.
I was just thinking of him. Yeah.
Yeah. He was Sterling for,
who's the other one?
For the Clippers.
For the Lakers. You know. Clippers, yeah.
Yeah, and next on the list is A's ownership. So, you know, as far as just being a bunch of jerks, that it's not worth supporting. So well,
it'll be interesting when you have, weren't they thinking about doing some equity share type, you know, having Wall Street effectively get into sports?
And it's just, it's really A's ownership just, you know, dragging their feet on the ground and saying, won't somebody else pay for this? We want the profit. We want to get the profit from it, but won't somebody else, you know, shell out money for this?
Well, it's like the opposite of the Yankees. The Yankees always used to buy their championships going back to
the Dodgers.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds here. But Ohtani, holy smokes, how many home runs and stolen bases he got now?
I'm so bitter that he's not a Giant. I'm so bitter.
What is he, like a 54-54 guy or something?
He's a legend, a living legend.
Yeah.
Someone will never see have these kind of skills or abilities in our lifetime. I don't think
and we'll you know ever. Personally, I love the fact that it's a different culture, but it's in the United States baseball. You know,
I don't love any of it because he's a Dodger. I don't love any
of it. I know. Yeah, I get that.
Next year he's going to pitch on top of all. It just makes me sick.
I'm sorry for making you sick on that. Okay, so we're going to get to our first commercial trivia question here. This is the everything is all general trivia here.
They call that potpourri in Jeopardy.
Potpourri, okay, potpourri. Yes. What is the most commonly stolen food? What is the most common? And I don't know if it's worldwide or, you know, from a grocery store or this is just a generic question. What is the most commonly stolen food? All right. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. And our first trivia question, which is the most commonly stolen food?
I'm wondering how specific your answer is. So I'm going to just be very generic and say candy.
No, it does start with a C, though. It's funny, if you're thinking of Les Miserables bread, that wasn't the answer. Actually, you ready for this? Cheese. Some cheese I know is really expensive, but
I wouldn't think about something that would need to be refrigerated as something that you would want to steal. You go on a bus or you go on a train or something like that, it's gonna maybe get warm and spoil
right away.
Yeah. I think candy would be, because you're right there at the checkout line. Kids, including mine, have stolen candy from the checkout line, and then I'm in the car and they're eating it. And I'm like, where'd you get that from? I didn't buy that for you. I got it from the checkout line. You're supposed to pay for it. You're supposed to put it in the thing. It was right there. I just got it.
It's here for free. See, now if the question was, what's the most commonly food stolen from babies? Yeah, candy. That would be the answer.
Okay. But no, I'm surprised that cheese would. I mean,
I know.
Velveeta. You couldn't just pay for the Velveeta. Had to.
Well, it could be some there's some cheese that is very, very expensive. I don't know what kind, because usually it's the smelliest stuff that I couldn't stand.
Wait, you think that would get you busted at the checkout line?
It doesn't say where, but I guess where else do you buy cheese except for a supermarket?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, if you got camembert in your shorts, I mean, people are gonna, and you're in an elevator or something like that, people are gonna know that
especially if you're Lindbergh.
They're smuggling something, you need a shower really bad.
It's great. So you actually do know what Limburger cheese is.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know if they sell it anymore. At least in the United States.
No, you can find it in cheese shops, but it used to be a joke in old movies where they would rub Limburger in people's faces and people would pass out.
I hadn't heard that, but one time, this is kind of a funny story. There was this one young girl who just, I don't know if she had a crush on us or whatever, but she was a real pain. And she was doing like TPing the house and she wouldn't stop. And it was really, really annoying. So what we ended up doing was going to a specialty cheese, a deli. And we found we bought some Limburger cheese and we duct taped it to her exhaust manifold on her car.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, Frank.
That was a good one. Yeah. Apparently, her dad was too happy. The car smelled for 2 weeks.
Now, folks, this is why you tuned in to Sports Econ 101, to find out how to strap Limburger to a car and stink somebody out. That's where we've connected. With sports and money, we found a way to talk about Limburger pranks. So that says something. Maybe we really need Mike here.
We have thoughts for the day. Maybe we'll have pranks for the day.
Yeah, but now we're proving why we need Mike here. He keeps he probably keep us from talking about.
That's true. He usually keeps us on. Keeps us on track. We had actually, there was one other prank I remember some from guys what used to do, and this is somewhat innocent, but they would get for sale signs and put them in front of people's houses.
Oh yeah, so that everyone gets Zillow
before Zillow, exactly. It's actually before computers too. Okay, so let's talk a little football here. First of all, there was a little thing in Yahoo Sports talking about, kickers in the NFL, are they too good? Should there be any rule changes? I mean, these kickers, kicking 50 yards is like a chip
shot. Don't say that to Moody, though. He missed that 55-yarder, which would have cinched the game up for the 49ers.
Yeah. That was a very, for us 49er fans, that was a pretty frustrating last quarter.
It was, in my opinion, it was probably the worst regular season loss for the 49ers in modern history.
You know, I'm trying to remember. I think there was a couple others that would at least come close to matching that, but it was
Tell me which one it was, because did the 49ers lose a 14-point lead. Hold on. Not only did we lose a 14-point lead, not only did we lose again with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, which is something about Shanahan. You know, I would say this to Mike Shanahan, that it, when you're up by 10 in the fourth quarter, just go ahead and get a safety. So it's 8 points, and maybe you'll win the game.
How about just go into the stands and hand the coaching off to somebody else?
Yeah. I mean, but there's something about it being 10 points. Okay. Do you know he's lost 5 double digit leads in the fourth quarter so far? And that's just really ridiculous. Now, not only did we lose that, not only did we lose to the Rams, okay, who already beat us in the final game of the season last year, not only did they beat us with a totally patchwork receiving core, not only that, but we lost Hargrave for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I'm very frustrated with our secondary. They'll have like one good play and 10 bad plays.
Charvarius Ward giving up a 50-yard reception, plus the pass interferences, plus letting them get a 34-yard return on the punt in the fourth quarter. It all broke down in so many different ways. But to lose Hargrave yesterday for the rest of the season is devastating to the 49ers, who already look like a mass unit. Pretty much,
When's McCaffrey and Kittle coming back?
Well, I heard the recent news is that McCaffrey is going to Germany to get stem cell work done on his knee and his Achilles, on his calf and his Achilles.
Gee.
And that is one of the most mystifying injuries maybe in sports history. I mean, McCaffrey had not played 1 second of football from the moment he finished in the Super Bowl. Okay. He didn't play at all in practice. He didn't play at all in preseason. And he still hurts. And not only going through injured reserve now, but they're flying, as Tom Tolbert, who's the local sports host here, said, if things were okay, why is he flying to Germany to get treatment done? You don't fly someone out.
No, because you're right. In the Bay Area, you've got Stanford Medical and all that.
Yes. If you're going to Germany and it's week 4 and you're flying out to Germany to get help, I have a feeling you may not play at all this season.
It could be just a very special, a certain specialist in Germany for a specific type. It may be, like you said, it's an esoteric type of injury. Rather,
but have you ever heard of a person missing a season of football when they didn't have an in-game injury at all? That I don't ever remember.
Yeah, when did they say that he got hurt?
He didn't play at all in the preseason. He didn't play at all in practice. They didn't play him at all during practice.
Sometime between the Super Bowl and the preseason. Huh.
And he got married, so I don't even know where he'd get time to get hurt, unless, all that time in the bedroom,
Unless he got hurt in the bedroom,
Yeah. But I really don't know. People just say that he hurt himself working out. And I can understand you hurting yourself working out. I can't understand you being out for 4 months from an injury that you did working out.
It depends what it is. Now, at someone McCaffrey's age, he's a lot younger than I am.
So. Right.
And he could heal, but guys our age, I did squats the wrong way, and I literally have to have cortisone injections every quarter because of it.
Well, I would think, but we never heard anything about that. We never heard McCaffrey hurt himself really bad working out, and he was bench pressing, and the weights fell on his knees or something.
No, I understand. But wasn't when he was with Carolina, didn't he get some injuries?
Yeah, it was knee stuff, though. It was not his calf. It was not his Achilles. So
it's
a different part of the body. So, yes, he did get hurt, but it wasn't the part of his body now that's just completely out of it. It's a real mystery to me. I've just never heard of someone being hurt this severely without, you know, it being an in-game injury.
Yeah. Well, like you said, I mean, if he goes to Germany, gets some special treatment, he really could be out the whole season.
Look, he's going to be out the whole season because I picked him on my fantasy football team as my number one overall pick. I'm guaranteeing you that.
You know what?
Look at my fantasy team.
You have to stop choosing all the 49ers, any 49ers.
I have to stop choosing, period. Do you know I have Austin Eckler, who got knocked out with a concussion? I have Devontae Smith, who got knocked out with a concussion. I have Raheem Mostert, who only played one game and he's been hurt. I also have Purdy, who supposedly got back stiffness, and Justin Herbert, who's his backup, also is questionable.
So you should just pick kickers only. And
he's the one guy that is actually playing really well for me. I have Gruppy for New Orleans, and he's like,
okay. So are you writing off the season already?
You know what? I'm 2-1. I don't know how. I have no idea. Okay. And the only game I lost by 2 points. You know?
Wow.
So,
not bad.
So I have no business being 2-1.
Okay, hold on. Stay with us. Okay, here's our next trivia question is, what do you call a startup company that's valued over $1 billion? What do they call that kind of company? There's a certain name for it.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Sports Econ 101 will be right back. Don't miss that up.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. We're hoping next week Mike McDowell will be back. Second trivia question, what do you call a startup that's valued over $1 billion?
A unicorn.
That is correct. You are 50, you are batting 500, my friend. Okay.
You know, if you do that, you wind up being in the Hall of Fame in baseball.
That's true.
And it'll get you a couple million-dollar contract in the NBA. And if you've got a completion percentage like that, you'll be the next quarterback for the 49ers.
That is true. All those are true.
Yes. The Niners
Let's see. For some reason, I was thinking about Garoppolo. He did retire, didn't he?
He's not on any roster. But, you know, I wouldn't be 1,000% sure that some team doesn't have a super desperate situation occur to them and then they don't maybe get on the phone and call. I mean, you look at Miami. It's a perfect example. Okay, Tua is out. Then their backup quarterback got hurt during the game, got a chest injury. And so they're down now to their third stringer.
Well, I heard they were going to ask for Russell Jackman, but he's got a hurt shoulder.
Yeah, well, I could try my left arm and see how they do. But it's a situation like that that could, you know, Garoppolo's phone might start ringing, you know, and he can get a shot to go to Miami. Because, look, we saw Andy Dalton get, you know, brought in from mothballs.
Yeah, and he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, so you just don't know, you know, and Geno Smith, you know, got a second chance of life. So Garoppolo, I never say never on a guy like Garoppolo because I think some teams are going to get desperate. And that was one thing, too, that people are bringing up is that there's just a huge number of injuries this year. You know, is it because of the shortened preseason or is it just because?
I don't think so.
Is it because that crummy artificial turf that they've got now that, you know, people are really complaining about and said, you know, they say is really hard on a lot of players when they, you know, it doesn't give them the kind of grip they need with their feet. And when they hit the ground, apparently it's very, you know, the surface tension is really tough. And so they say,
well,
you know,
it's really stiff, isn't it? I mean, that was one of the problems. Yeah. Turning ankles and stuff like that.
Well, they have those little pebbles. They have the little, you know, quote unquote fake dirt, but apparently that is almost as hard to get a grip on as the old style artificial turf. I mean, if you look back on like artificial turf, like when you go like to the hardware store and you see like, you know, the fake grass that they have, you go, God, guys are actually playing on that and they're actually, you know, taking falls on it and stuff like that. You know, the old style artificial turf was just, I mean, people said it was like razor blades when you'd scrape across it. It just was, you know, that hard plastic almost that you would be, you know, walking on that. A fake turf was just so rigid. But I'm not sure the new turf is any better because of all the injuries people are getting from it.
Yeah. I mean, don't they have like it's like chopped up tires. That's what all that black.
Yes.
And so it's supposed to be a little bit softer on your.
But you look at like guys that had to deal with Minnesota, I mean, you know, and when people go to the Meadowlands and, you know, back when the Rams were in the St. Louis Dome, you know, people complain that and there were a lot of instances where guys would come out of those games and there'd be four or five guys injured after a game like that. So,
you know, and you're talking so much money for these players and how it affects, you know, TV ratings and all that. I mean, it's just, you just can't get these guys hurt. I don't know what else, you know, they like someone like Tua, if he's going to come back, you know, he should wear one of those special helmets. Looks a little funny, but.
I talked about that, you know, last week, but I'm not even sure Tua is going to come back. Not sure he is.
Yeah, no, with all the, yeah, with all, you know, it's just, I don't know, life is too short. I know, you know, he's a young guy, wants to play and all that, but when you get hit that many times, you know, for concussions, it's just too important. But look at these teams. Okay, so, okay, who are the 3-0 teams? You got the Vikings, the Steelers, and the Bills, right?
Oh, you left out the Seattle Seahawks.
And the Seahawks. Yeah.
You know, and that's, as a Niner fan, I'm very frightened. This weekend up against New England is a trap game in the sense that if the 49ers lose it and they're 1-4 or 1-3, and if Seattle wins and they're 4-0, winning the division is going to be very difficult for the 49ers. Yeah. So we need Seattle to lose and we need the 49ers to start winning because.
But they haven't played Seattle yet, so they'll get. Twice, so that
those are going to be critical. But now with the loss to the Rams, I mean, the Rams were going to be 0-3 if the Niners had beaten them, and the Niners would have been 2-1, and that would have, you know, made the division much more close as far as that goes. Now it could be Seattle's division.
But could this be the Vikings' year? They've lost 4 Super Bowls. Actually, so are the Bills. Hey, wouldn't that be funny to see the Bills and the Vikings in the Super Bowl?
Sorry.
What's that?
Oh, there's something on the net that kicked in a second ago.
Oh,
sorry about that.
I was going to say, what, you know, the Bills lost 4, they lost 4 straight Super Bowls, and then the Vikings lost 4 Super Bowls. It'd be interesting if they meet in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, the Niners now have lost 3. So, you know, I can't laugh so much at Bills fans and Minnesota fans. Yes, we have 5 wins to 0 for both of those franchises. But
okay,
you know,
so the 49ers lost to Kansas City twice. And then who else they, I'm trying to remember who they lost to.
Who?
The 49ers. They lost
twice to Kansas City and then once to Baltimore.
Oh, God, that's right. Oh my God, that's right. That was the frustrating one. That's why I forgot about it.
Frustrating.
Yeah, that was the most frustrating. You know, and it's funny because if you think about it, if Harbaugh would have used Kaepernick's legs, he might have still been in the NFL.
Or what about Frank Gore?
About who?
Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. Yeah. I know. 3 straight. I get the idea of, hey, whatever the opposing team thinks you should do or they're going to do, you should do something different. But
you got to trust, you know, there's a reason why, you know, everyone tries running in. You know, you don't just do 4 plays to the wide receiver.
No, but you don't just go up the middle all the time. I mean, you know, it's funny. The same thing like Pete Carroll, you know, not running Marshawn Lynch and having Butler intercept. I mean, that's going to go down as one of the – that's just like the – just like, you know, the Baltimore 49ers.
Yeah. No, it's true, and you know, Seattle. But who knows? Maybe Seattle gets another chance this year to go back to the Super Bowl. They keep winning.
Yep.
I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't think they'd be that good this year. I thought Geno Smith was going to come back down to earth. But you know, right now they're in charge in the NFC West. I don't think there are a lot of people that had Seattle. A lot of people thought the Rams or the Niners were going to win the NFC West, and here Seattle is, you know, on the king of the top of the mountain. So you just don't really know. But it does show that just America's consciousness is all about the NFL. I mean, Major League Baseball is headed into the playoffs. Nobody cares. You know, college football, you know, nobody cares. I mean, you care if your school is doing well, but really nobody's going to get excited until the playoffs start. I don't think, you know, so right now this is football's time to shine.
Absolutely. I like it.
So I'm looking forward to the NBA season now with all the injuries the 49ers have. I just don't think it's going to be their year this year. I really don't. It's going to, even if you say, well, they could, you know, get healthy by the end of the year. Things like this don't happen to teams that win a Super Bowl. They don't have like half their team injured in the first 4 weeks.
No, I mean, and Mason's doing a great job. And then, you know, Juwan Jennings had a great first 3 quarters.
But Ayuk and Trent Williams are showing what happens when you miss a preseason and you miss all practice.
Absolutely.
Trent has had to have IVs put in every game because he's so worn out and he's so exhausted and dehydrated because he didn't.
I know. That's what frustrates me too about these guys, the holdouts. You know, it's almost like you should say, hey, listen, we'll pay you, you know, a certain base salary, and every time you do something good, we'll give you these big bonuses. I mean, I like the incentive type of thing, because once these guys have a
game, players don't sign those. Then they don't get to play at all.
You know, it's very frustrating to me as just someone in the business world watching people who, you know, they have a contract, then they go, I think I want to change the rules, you know, and just hold it over on them like that. And it's like, hey, listen, what's wrong? I understand if people get hurt and you got to protect your career. I do get that. But just the idea, like, you know, someone like Ayuk gets such a huge contract. It's like, I think it mentally does something to somebody when it's sort of like, listen, you know what, whether I get hurt, I play, I don't play, I do well, whatever, you know, I'm going to protect my head from CTE, et cetera, because now I've got all this money and I want to play, but, you know, I'm going to play a little differently.
But the other side of it is, look at how much money these teams are making. I mean, the NFL is not, a losing proposition. I mean, all these teams are, you know, you look at the Cowboys, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1993. And they were, what, valued at over like $8 billion or something like that? You know, so there's money to be made. And these players are the ones that are making the money for these owners.
Well, you're right. If the players like are no-name players doing lousy, then the team's not going to be worth as much. I get that. I don't know. I'm sure that there's a... somewhere in the middle. Again, I don't mind. Like, what would happen if let's say someone like IU, right? They say, listen, we're going to pay you, you know, $2 million a year, but for every, you know, well, of course, every catch is tough because then you're going to tell the quarterback, keep throwing to me. You know, like for every win we get and every X we get, you know, all these incentives.
Players don't always sign those, you know, and that's why it went on for so long. But the thing is, what winds up happening is that the players usually get their way anyway, you know? Sure. And so the 49ers needed to put it on themselves instead of playing this brinksmanship and having these guys missing the entire preseason and all of practice. The 49ers need to say, are we really serious about this? Are we just going to play around? If we're just going to play around, we may be costing ourselves a shot at the Super Bowl. You know, if they really wanted to make the Super Bowl this year, Trent and Ayuk should have been practicing and playing in preseason.
Yes.
And not, they shouldn't have been messing around with, you know, really, when you look at Ayuk's deal, all of the preseason and all of the practice was missed over about $3 million.
Wow.
But that's a very good point.
You know what? You're right. It's like, you know what? While you're still in negotiations and all that, don't hold out. Just continue to practice. If you end up not playing, okay, but, you know, it's not going to change the team that much from the, like, oh, well, we practice with them and now not going to be.
The 49ers offered you 27 and he wound up signing for 30. So all of that was over $3 million and a guarantee.
Good point. Yes. Good point. Very good point. All right. We're going to cut to our third trivia question here. What is the deadliest insect?
What is the deadliest insect?
Oh, you know this one too. Wow.
It's my least favorite creature in the entire universe. If I'm right.
All right. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. This is the last time you're going to hear from us today. All right, third trivia question. What is the deadliest insect?
I'm going to say it's a mosquito.
It is. That's right. I guess malaria and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, malaria and Nile virus and all that other stuff. They're just
all that other stuff. Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Is that, well, just a quick thing, which is that I am... the one, I was always the one out of my entire family that would get bit by mosquitoes. We would go camping.
Me too. That's, you know what? Because we love sugar. I love sugar, and that's what they're attracted to. Yeah,
yes.
That's what.
And now I pass that on to my daughter. Now she's the one that gets bit all the time.
Ah, so
I
said,
welcome to the Jackman legacy.
I like that. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to leave out my long story here for my story. You ready for? Hey, we got a stupid joke of the week. You ready?
Just this week?
Just this week, yeah, that's right. So last week I got a refrigerator for my wife. I thought it was a pretty good trade, right? Oh, okay, you like that one. All right. Okay, well, actually, maybe we got a little time for this one. Ready here? Okay. So I urgently needed a few days off, but I knew that my boss would not allow me to take a leave. So I thought maybe if I act a little crazy, he'd let me take a few days off. So I hung upside down on the ceiling and made some funny noises. My coworker asked me what I was doing, and I told her that I was pretending to be a light bulb so the boss would think I was crazy and give me a few days off. A few minutes later, the boss comes into the office and said, "What are you doing?" I told him I was a light bulb. He said, "Man, you're clearly stressed. Go home and recuperate for a few days." I jumped walked out of the office. My coworker started to follow me, and the boss asked her, "And where do you think you're going?" She said, "I'm going home too. I can't work in the dark."
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, I thought you'd like that one. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective, asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.